Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Wow. So much for that. It's going to be a close series. And again, Tampa Bay played hard. They did. I don't believe they thought when that thing was 3-3, they're going to win it, though. And that was it. Halfway through that second period, 3-3. And the rest of it was all about the Panthers, who probably a little bit. Tampa Bay might have had a little hangover after being up 2-1 with 4 minutes left down here. And end up losing that game. Boy, the demons have come in your head, man, when it's tight. And you go, here we go again. You get a little bit of doubt. And then they make it 4-3. And you're going, oh, crap. Here we go. Aggressive, physical, and just a relentless team, man, that has so much confidence. So much confidence of what a championship team, and everybody thought maybe they'd have a little bit of a hangover after winning it all last year, and they're just as friggin' hungry. Hey, this team right now looks, I don't want to say better, but looks as good as last year's team. The way they played, and, you know, nobody knew after guys got a rest and some guys came back like Tkachuk. And, boy, this thing has just been unbelievable. Ekblad's been out a bunch of these games, and it hasn't mattered. They continue to win. Their penalty killing was just spectacular. Tampa Bay, one of the best scoring teams in hockey with so many goal scorers they have. I think they had four scorers over 37 goals this year. 2-for-18 on the power play, including one last night. I think it was one in the first game and one last night, and that was it. Just everything. Hey, man. Have fun. Round two, we'll wait and see what happens with Toronto and Ottawa. I hope it's Toronto. Some of you probably like to see a little Tkachuk action, you know, good for the family. I'm sure Keith Tkachuk would love to see his boys playing against each other again. And by the way, Mr. Kucherov, congratulations. You got shut out, not one goal in five games. Boy, you think he's frustrated? They just shut him down, and Big Bob was great when he needed to be and got some great saves. And his story, by the way, is, I mean, they got a bunch of great stories on this team. Marchand and his line. But, boy, I'll tell you what. Big Bob wasn't too long ago, man. I was watching a Tampa Bay playoff game with the Panthers, and he was in street clothes. He was so bad, they not only didn't make him the backup, I don't think I'm making this up. I felt like he was in street clothes, like sitting next to Goldie. And he got it all back, plus some. Once again, for another year, one of the best goalies in the game. Just incredible when you see guys come back when they're down, not playing as well. Maybe it's a system. Maybe it's a lot of things. They tried to move him. He knows they tried to move him. He said, nah, I'd like to stay here. I like it here. It's a good decision. He's, you know, not a 26-year-old goalie anymore, but he is playing great. Just great story after great story with this team, and they get the win. So last night, matter of fact, they're saying this might be it for John Cooper. I don't know if he's getting his ass kicked here, playing. He goes, oh, God, we got to play that Panther team again. And they got beat up. They, you know all the stuff that took place, and physical and aggressive and very talented. Oh, by the way, that too. Very talented, play that defensive system, that play it so, so well. And Paul Maurice should get a lot of credit, obviously, general manager, ownership, the whole thing. It's the way it's supposed to run. Enjoy it, because nothing else in this town's running that way right now. You better enjoy this one. And it was good stuff last night, and good for business as we get set. So we'll find out. They could be on the road for game one, could be home. So we got to see who ends up winning this series. Right now, it's 3-2. Toronto leads that series. We will be finding out a lot more about that. By the way, the Marlins coming home for 6 games, starting with the A's tomorrow. 3 games. The A's have actually, I don't, what do we call the A's? I saw somebody was trying to say, are we calling them the Sacramento A's? Or are they get the benefit of being the Oakland A's, even though they're not playing any games in Oakland anymore? You're going to call them are we going to jump the gun and call them the Vegas A's? Or are we just going to call them the West Coast A's right now? Whatever it is, they're still pretty good, man. Still pretty good team. That right there at 500, of course, the Dodgers, that's an impressive team. That thing that they have spent money and built through free agency and a few draft players and done great in Japan, getting some players. Oh, man, that's crazy. All right, besides all that stuff, we got Kim Bocamper going to join us coming in this morning. We'll talk to him, Big Bo, and we'll talk a little bit about trying to finish up the last parts of this team, putting it together, because it's not done. This team's not done. We still need more at a few positions, including cornerback. We don't have enough. We don't have enough experience. Maybe we have our young guys. Maybe they believe we have our young guys here. Look, everybody's making a big deal about the rookie free agent class, and I get it. I get it, because if Mark Clayton was playing today, he would have been a rookie free agent, and he had an unbelievable career as an 8th-round pick. But that's not what this needs to be about. The rookie free agent stories are great, and I never want to take away from good rookie free agent. Kader Kohou is now your best cornerback on the team, and he's a rookie free agent. Hey, honestly, Storm Duck might be the best, second best cornerback on your team, and he's a rookie free agent. But this thing needs to be about draft picks. The rookie free agents are great, but they have a draft for a reason, and there's a reason that Sunday is rookie free agent day, or late Saturday night is rookie free agent when you're calling guys. And this is about the draft picks and hitting on these draft picks and getting them ready to play. And that can't change, man. And we can talk about the rookie free agent class and, oh, I really like this guy, and there probably will be. Every year we got one or two guys end up being nice stories and making the team. Hey, listen, we got different guy. We had a guard last year, rookie free agent. We had a tight end that played a lot, wasn't drafted. So you do get some guys that can play in the league. Don't get me wrong. There'll be some guys, a lot of teams will play. And there'll end up being some really good Kader Kohou stories coming out. But saying all that, you don't want to be whiffing on all those players that you give all that money to, better known as signing bonuses, when they get here. You'd like to know that you hit on a bunch of those guys. So there's still a lot of work to do with the team, in my opinion. And then the other one is, it's just sitting out there like that zit you can't get rid of. You keep popping, it won't go away. I don't know where I came up with that. Where the hell did that come from? But Jalen Ramsey, he ain't coming back. If there's one guy you could handpick to tell they're gone, you're trading them, and then for some reason you're going, holy crap, we need him. Let's try to talk to him one more time and see if we can get this thing worked out. There's no way Jalen Ramsey at age 30, 31 years old is changing. The things that have turned you off about him versus how good he is, that the team, after giving him a guaranteed contract last year and this year for a lot of friggin' money, and even paid a big roster bonus here just a couple of months ago, for that team to say, we got to let him go, like he has finally run the course. Now, you've heard the other story, and the other story is his camp is saying that he wanted out and he doesn't respect anybody and they're not very good and I want to play on a better team. And I don't know what he's saying about Mike. It's hard for me to imagine, unless you just don't like his style, that any of these players would dislike Mike. Seriously, he bends over backwards from Jalen Ramsey to everybody else. He's got a different style. He wants to big on positive reinforcement, to put it nicely. You know, you'll get a dude and a bro and all those things in there. So maybe Jalen Ramsey doesn't respect the way he does things. I can't imagine. You wouldn't like him. But if you're a motivated player, you're fine. Mike doesn't. Teron, Calais, all those guys, you could give them days off and you knew you weren't worried they're going to show up and they were going to play and give you everything because it mattered to them. They're old school. They want to be great. But for some guys, when they realize they can get away with stuff, I can't think of anything better than telling you about the substitute teacher that comes in for a hard-ass teacher where you're there, and when they tell you to do your homework, you're doing your homework and stuff, and now all of a sudden the substitute teacher comes in and is reading books and just telling you to do your own thing, and you're half listening to them. And so that's how some of these players treat a Mike. When you're not showing up on time and stuff, you've lost respect. You like them, but you're taking advantage of them. And that's what a lot of people think happened. That means if I want to show up a little bit late, what are they going to do to me? They need me. What are they going to do to me if I come out and I'm a little bit late for stretching? They need me. I know, different time, man, different time. Woody and I have been talking a lot about it, Tyreek and Jimmy Butler and anybody else you want to put in there. But, I must be getting friggin' old. So, we talk about this stuff. It's just, like, seriously, it's unbelievable. How hard is it, by the way, to be on friggin' time? How hard is it for everybody out there to be on time? Whatever job. And, by the way, we have young guys come in here all the time, can't show up on time. They make it for a day or two and go, man, I was wiped out. I couldn't make it for the third day on time. I got guys I don't want to work with here because they can't be on time. And it's nothing against them. I like them. I said, hey, man, I like you, but you can't be on time to get the show started. Like, if you can't be on time, I don't. Hey, man, you need to just work on the afternoon shows. You can sleep in, stay up late, party, do whatever you want to do. Right now, though, I got to take a quick break because the big fella is going to join me when I come back. We'll talk to Kim Bocamp. Got a lot of stuff to get caught up with, always with the big guy. But right now, I want to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. That was for Big Daddy Lenny, who loved my singing. Said he got a lot of complaints. I said, Big Daddy, I know. I know people don't like it. He said, as long as they're calling to find out just how good my service is, because once they use me, I know they're going to come back again and again and again. And, you know, we lost Big Daddy Lenny a couple years ago. I miss those dinners, man. I miss those Friday dinners. He always had a limo. I thought it was so cool to go out in a limo with Big Daddy Lenny and whoever else was with us that night, but it was great. Well, now it's just gotten bigger and better. 35 years, 135 trucks on the road, still working 7 days a week. And, yeah, we've added the best plumbers in the business to Air Around the Clock. And, man, I can tell you, whether you got a plumbing problem or an air conditioning problem, you need a new water heater, you need a new air conditioning unit, we got a warehouse full of them. We don't have to order them from some other place. No, we don't have to worry about that. We've got them in stock, ready to go, man. They can't be affected by prices right now. Hey, I want to let you know, same-day installation is always the goal. Everyday financing plans, still family-owned. Eric, Mike, Chippy, all the rest of them over there ready to take great care of you when you call. It's always about great service with the best people, and that's what they have when it comes to plumbers. And their air conditioning folks are really good. 1-888-349-6922. That's 1-888-FIX-MY-AC at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's always fun to go a little bit old school with you, so if you're a little soft today, maybe you should turn this off right now. It's Kim Bocamper joins us, and we've had a little time. Are you I know how you feel, but I'm gonna ask you anyway. You hear all the noise about Pat Riley's got to go. The culture is cracked. Yeah, it's time for him to. Yeah. He's old school way doesn't work.
Yeah, yeah. Old school, but Pat's old school. You know,
100%. So this, he's the president of the club.
So this is like what happened with Coach Shula. You know, I mean, look, they've had one down year, and I mean, you know, they've been in the hunt,
been playing 3 years in a row, but they did go to the championship
and
one
so
year.
So Jimmy blows this season up, right? And it's all you can say is that Jimmy blew this season. Look what he's doing in Golden State. If you play like that here, we're not talking about this. But anyway, that being said, it's that I remember because I was doing radio. You were doing radio at the time. It towards the end of Shula's career. Oh, geez, all he does is win 10 games a year, you know, and then you get in the wild card, whatever. How much would this team die to be 10 or 11 games a year and getting in the playoff for the Dolphins? So it's kind of a similar thing for he gets one down year, and all of a sudden, let's throw him over the boat, over the side. I don't think that he's lost any – I don't think he's lost – certainly hasn't lost any competitive drive.
No, that's not in question. But how about the way you talk to today's players? He did.
Well, that's
when, can when Pat say, change at age 80 and go, hey, Pat, can you not, so this all can you goes, not tell a guy to shut
does
up?
Does this
that's
not
good?
All go back down to one thing he said? If you're not playing, shut the hell up.
That was the part that bothered him. I don't even think the playing more games bothered him. I think it was that. You didn't play against Boston, New York. Yeah. Shut up. Don't tell me you would have beat him.
So
you didn't play.
That's the root of this whole thing, right? And then look, they've got – you know, they got good young players.
I don't know how good everybody is anymore.
You know, I don't know.
I used to think, I'm like you, I thought all the first round picks and everything, but and to go through the Jimmy Butler thing, if you're any team, that's gonna be tough to overcome. Don't get me wrong. But they just lost. Bo, they got crushed.
Yeah, No.
37 and 55 point losses. Those are NBA all-time numbers.
That total number is the worst.
Well, it's the worst ever.
Ever.
For all their losses put together. Yeah. Anyway, the Pat Riley, we're all waiting to see what Pat Riley, I hope he got both guns loaded, man, coming out and see what he has to say. Or is he apologetic?
I don't think he's going to, you know, I can't see Pat sticking his tail between his legs and whimpering up there and sitting in that and letting people take pot shots at him. I don't think that's going to happen. And let me ask you this. There's one guy that can make the decision on him, right? Mickey Arison.
Yeah.
You think
and Little Nick.
You think Mickey's going to pull the plug on him?
I said Little Nick because he's his son.
Well, yeah.
Not Little Nick.
Yeah, but Little
Nick's
Nick,
going, shut up, Joe.
Little Nick's growing up to be Big Nick, a step
I don't below. Know what the breakdown is, but that's a strong follow. That's all Nick.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I believe I was told by somebody – close to the situation, Nick told him, "I don't care about Carnival Cruise Line, Dad. Yeah. That's you and Grandpa. That was your deal. You take care of that. I'm good with the heat, man. I'm a basketball man. So yeah. And so anyway, we've got that situation. And then, hey, Bo, we've been talking about this, and you and I are just talking about it. This Jalen Ramsey thing hanging around this team, and it's been pretty quiet. To be fair, it's been quiet and." Tyreek, we haven't heard anything since the balcony incident with the video and all that stuff and her comments.
What's that, been 2 or 3 weeks?
Well, that's what he said. It's been a week.
I'm giving him a little more credit. I'm giving him 3 weeks. I'm giving a little bit of a –
We've got a long way to go, man. Long way to go here.
So
Woody doesn't think he can make it from the end of minicamp. You know when a coach calls the team up?
Let me ask you this. from today,
yeah,
until training camp begins, after the mini camps training, which is July, end of July, right? You think there's another incident in there?
I said he's going to stay good. I said he's going to be fine.
Yeah. Okay.
I know. No. Woody's laughing at me too.
Yeah.
But like there, you can go a month and a half from the end of mini camp. When the coach calls him up, all the coaches call him up, hey, guys, you got 6 weeks, stay in shape, make good decisions.
Yeah. You get arrested on day one of the season.
I know.
You're thinking like a rational person, though. You're like, yes, most people could do that.
No, most people would. I'm right. See, you got
no lawsuits.
Tyreek is not most people.
Like nothing.
Well, look, his wife's still suing him for divorce, so therein lies a little rift in that thing.
Can they keep that stuff quiet? Is there a way? I don't want whoever finds out the police and 911. Can they? I don't want to hear it anymore.
You're
going to really
silence
don't.
The media now, too? To
no.
To keep Tyreek out of trouble?
I just would like to just.
Why don't you be in charge of Tyreek then? You seem to be leading the charge.
Bo and I are way too old to take that babysitting job, man. That's worse than taking care of like 2 4-year-olds and the parents take off for like. Say, hey, we're going to take off for 10 days. You got him. Like, no, I can't do it.
They got more troubles than Tyreek in this.
Yeah, so
right
so
now.
Let's talk about the other guy.
I mean, he's part of the trouble, but.
What about Jalen Ramsey?
I don't.
He said, she said, he doesn't like the coach. They don't like him.
Well, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what.
It's over.
It doesn't matter what he. It's over.
Yeah.
And for my thought process is I'm thinking, well, okay, if you send it out to everybody. Everybody knows that this is a breakup. Right?
Yes.
It's not, it's.
Well, no, there's no coming
irreconcilable
back.
Differences.
Even if,
right?
Yeah, there's no way Chris and Mike are going to go, hey, Jalen, we made a mistake.
Yeah,
no,
come on.
You
let's sing Kumbaya on and be friends.
Hey, man,
right?
He will blow that team up.
So here's the one thing. Well, there's a lot of things I don't understand, but if you've put that out about a week and a half or 2 weeks prior to the draft, right? Which is, to me, is the worst time for that to come up. So if you're going to do it and it's irreconcilable and both teams don't want them to be around each other, why don't you at least get a draft choice for this draft and whatever. Take what you can get because everyone knows, I mean, who's going to give them the
value?
They're
not getting very much.
You're not going to get the value that you would expect.
I think a fifth or sixth round pick maybe.
To get out of a player who people think is one of the top cornerbacks in the National Football League. I would argue that he's below top and maybe
I think he's just a good player.
I agree with that.
I don't think he's great, but he did cover all the did take all the top guys and some of them wore his ass out.
Yeah.
Including that guy for the Jets.
And it'd be nice if he tackles somebody every now and then. I'm just
you know
just
sometimes
out there.
Yeah, he's you know it's funny. He did miss on somebody. He also I don't know.
No, he's one of those
I
guys,
thought he might move to safety
cause, he's one of those guys that he'll make plays. He'll make spectacular plays now and then, and then he the mundane plays. He's you know, so but my point being is, I think almost every day as you move along, his value diminishes. Why don't you get him? Why don't you get another draft trade? You're starving for players. You're starving.
You need
for
a cornerback.
Young players. Get yourself. You're probably the best you would have got. Is a fourth round pick, and I don't know that you would have got that.
Get a four either.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So much money,
yeah,
guaranteed that somebody's picked that up.
But I mean, I'm not. You know, you're not going to get a first, second, or third.
No, it's
going to be down the road.
No.
So just take it, and you know,
Bo, how bad did things have to get? Knowing you're going to need a cornerback, even if you had him, you're going to still have
you're
to
still devoid. Yeah,
you're still going to need it. That you said, knowing.
Yeah.
And they're hard to find. I don't happen to think like Omar and some of these guys think you can find a cornerback. Chris said you can find a cornerback late in this.
You can find a cornerback, but you might as well, you know, look at those numbers of points scored against and you know readjust that a little bit.
Well,
up.
if you had so many, how come some of our young guys aren't better and ready to play, and then we wouldn't have to?
There you go. I mean, you know, Cam Smith. You know,
Storm Ducks Storm's got a chance.
Storm's got a chance. And look, and Cater's, you know,
Cater's good, but that's one guy. He can't play all three.
No. And so, you know, so it used to be you'd have two corners that were pretty good. And then you had Cater and you know,
a slot corner.
Slot guys, and they could play different things and get him your nickel and your dime package and stuff like that.
Yeah, dime. That's another corner.
And that's where they are, you know. I mean, but. I don't know what they do right now. Like, you know, no. So if you take Storm Duck and Cater, who are the two best guys in the corners now they have on the team, right? On the
clearly.
On the roster now.
In my opinion, clearly.
On the Dolphins last year and on any other team in the National Football League, I believe, they're still your third and fourth corner.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah.
In a nickel guy, someone's going to play in the nickel in that. But that's it. They're not bona fide starters. They're not even bona fide starters that are okay.
So I think Cater is I think he's a slot guy. I don't know how good he is on outside, but he's a good slot player. I don't have a problem with him. He's a nice story, rookie free agent. That was the other thing I talked about, because everybody's talking about the rookie free agent class, which is part of it, makes up a big part of the 90-man roster. But, Bo, you can't sit here and talk about putting a roster together, guys playing, and count on rookie free agents.
No,
you just can't.
No.
That's the reason we have a draft with seven rounds.
Well, look, so you just had the draft. And to me, that draft brought you two starters that have to start.
One and two have to start. If one and two ain't playing,
no matter what,
my front office ain't staying.
They got to play. And at the best, you can probably hope for Phillips, the third guy, probably the best.
Defensive tackle out of Maryland.
To be a rotational guy.
Yeah, by the way, a lot of people think
he becomes a starter. Then it's a bonus. But that's three guys. How many more people do you need on that defensive side that you know, mean, you know, your secondary is, you know, got a lot of holes in it at
best. You got Dante Trader, who's a safety. Yeah. I know a lot of people like him, but we just got two guys in free agency.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing they're going to have a good chance. They still got two guys back from the year before, one they drafted. Zeke Biggers, is everybody tells me, is going to be a developmental player.
Oh, look, you what was he, seventh round pick?
Yeah.
Come on.
Six.
If you're counting on seventh round picks.
No, I agree.
That's, you know, if he turns out to be some kind of player, that's a huge bonus.
Right.
But you know, to me, the one thing I looked about that draft, so you got bigger. You got more physical. You got tougher.
Half your draft was 300-pound guys.
Yeah.
Four guys.
So three guys. The first three picks, they put 1,000 pounds on the offense.
They do.
On the line of scrimmage.
Yes.
1,000 pounds on the line of scrimmage.
That. That's good. Yeah.
And now if you put Biggers in there, it's like 30. It's like 1,300 pounds over that.
They got the message.
Yeah.
And you were big on that message,
right,
being
exactly.
Go big.
And I think that's Mike, and I think Mike talked about it somewhere that I saw, that this is about getting tougher and being, and I also believe, you know, what they've done up front, it gets you in a better position late in the season. In those late season games where it's tough, where you grind them out, where the weather's bad, and you got to, and you know, you can't get pushed around.
Yeah,
that kind of helps. But still, your secondary, you're behind that. You know, I think your inside backers are okay.
Bo, I don't think they could fix everything.
No, they couldn't. But they did. They touched the safety. They touched the corner. They got all those guys. But they just touched them. That doesn't mean they're going to be players.
Well, we got to find out. And Jason Marshall, God bless him, the kid from Miami Palmetto, he's a fifth-round pick. He's in great opportunity. I tell you what, if there's a fifth-round pick in this draft that's coming into a great opportunity with a chance to play, it's a Jason Marshall. We got to go to break here, Bo. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. Hey, I'll tell you what, who's continuing on with great work? Baptist Health South Florida. Bo and I love those guys, man. Dr. Swartzen, I start with you. And I could go to the heart doctor, Bo. Do we go to the knee doctor? Where do we go next, man? But I got to tell you, what a great sports medicine program they put together. And, yeah, they take care of all the old guys, but they take care of all of us. And people ask me, where do the pros go? And I tell them, enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. They got about 35 specialists. I hope I might be off a few, but they have added so many great knee doctors, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand specialist, back specialist, hip and knee replacement doctors, three or four of them. All they do, some of the best in the business, and Achilles doctors, do nothing but become one of the worst injuries we have right now is that damn Achilles. And I just want to let you know, they covering Dade, Broward, even Palm Beach County with great facilities like Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, also at Hard Rock Stadium next to the training facility, and 595 in Pine Island Implantation is just fantastic. We can't thank those doctors enough for the great work they've done. But the good news is they're there for all of us, high school, college, professional athletes, and all the rest of us. If you're competitive and active, you will get injured. It sure is nice to have Baptist Health there. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. Woody, you got any good Belichick stuff? God, I love this story. I got to tell you.
This is right up Joe's alley, right?
I can't believe how much I enjoy it.
I will say it is amazing that every day more stuff seems to come out. What a huge mistake by this guy to do this book tour and these ridiculous interviews.
It is weird, the guy that doesn't like the media and doesn't. Now he's got to go on a book tour and he's miserable.
So guy doesn't like to talk, but he likes to make the money, right?
Right.
Yeah. But what a massive misstep, though, because now people are really digging. And the New York Post had this yesterday. Jordan Hudson, who's the girlfriend, she's 24, has amassed an $8 million real estate portfolio within months of meeting Bill Belichick.
He just gave her money and said invest it?
I didn't say that. So I don't know how she got the money.
So let me ask you this. Is she like an influencer? Is that
she wasn't before?
Right. I don't think she's strong enough.
I don't know where that gets.
Nothing against her, but I don't.
You know what? Look, I'm. You know, how old's Belichick? He's what?
73 or 74.
God bless him. God bless him.
I'm not a hater on the. By the way, 49 year difference.
I'm not either. No,
but I hate seeing a guy taking advantage of.
Listen to this. Yeah. Hudson, who's 24, bought three multifamily homes across the Boston area in December of 2023 for about $7.5 million. Taking on millions of dollars in mortgage agreements within days. Just 2 months earlier, she had spent $610,000 on a cottage in Cape Cod.
So does it have a nice mortgage on it?
No. Did
she have a great job? I didn't even
know. It also says, no.
No, she was a cheerleader, right?
Says they met in February 2021 when she was 20. Their relationship was first publicly revealed in June 2024. Around the same time she began showing up to her cheerleading practice in a $75,000 Porsche.
Hey, well, you know, so Belichick's 74, you said?
Yeah.
How many good years he got left?
I don't know. Don't do this. You do this thing about how many years we have left. No, I don't want to go into that.
She's waiting him out. There's no question.
He's got plenty of money.
You said that, Bo, because at the time of the purchases, this is the house purchases, Belichick was working as the head coach of the Patriots. He was earning about $25 million a year there and over $200 million during his 20-year career. He now earns $10 million annually as the coach of North Carolina. Hudson, however, was raised in a place called Hancock, Maine.
What?
Hancock.
Oh, that's odd.
Yeah. You can't make that up. Yeah. There might be a lot of Hancock in that family.
It's like Milpenis, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, well, there might be a lot of Hancock in this story. Go ahead.
I was very pleased about this, by the way, to find this out this morning. So Hudson, who, again, was raised in Hancock, Maine.
Where are you emphasizing?
No. Yeah, actually,
because he's a two-year-old.
You think Hancock is good. Wait till you hear this, Bo.
He loves your city, too.
So she had parents that ran a fishing business that went bankrupt after the fishing grounds were closed in 2000. Her mother eventually moved to Provincetown on Cape Cod, where she manages a sex toy shop and museum.
There you go.
Well, somebody's got to run them. They have them in every city.
A museum? What do they have on display at the museum?
She's upgraded, okay? All I know is I saw that video where they're on the beach. And he's got him get her laying on his legs.
He wasn't real happy with that.
Well, I'm pretty happy about seeing that. You know,
do you think she's attractive? I do.
I do.
I think she's good looking. See, I think all the older
You know what?
What do you think? She's disgusting.
She's a witch.
What?
I mean, look at her, man. The way she handled that interview.
What if he's happy? He seems happy.
He's more concerned with the other things other than handling the interview. I think he's more concerned with her handling
Yeah, she seems
things.
More concerned with it amassing is. A real estate empire.
You know what's amazing, though, Bo? Here's a guy that dominated. He's obviously been a bunch of relationships. He just dumped a few years back a nice-looking 60-year-old woman, and his wife, obviously, was with him for a long time. And all of a sudden, this one has turned his world. Like, it's not Bill Belichick. He looks at her to see what she
– Yeah.
He's on the – can you imagine a woman being on the football field with Belichick when he's with the Patriots?
No.
Now she's out on the field like, hey, coach.
Yeah, but the guy's been, for as long as he's been an NFL coach,
yeah,
he was always just a douche. I mean, you know, just a, you know,
a bad guy,
he's a
miserable,
bitter guy,
miserable guy. That's
sour,
why this story is so
bitter,
fun.
This and
do
that.
Your job.
So you know what? So now he's you know, he's in the twilight of his life. Have some fun, you know.
But you know, look, don't do the book if you don't want to take the heat. By the way, she writes in her email signature says Chief Operating Officer of Belichick Productions.
Well.
The New York Post seems to be dug in on this story. Went around and found her friends from high school, and they had some nice words about her too.
What'd they say?
They said they're not surprised that she was controlling in high school when she dated an older guy.
Woody's all over this one too.
Yeah.
I just really dislike Belichick. I think he's a bad guy.
But I think he is too.
I like this story. I like when these things happen to bad people.
I don't think he's a bad person. I just think he's a curmudgeon. But look, we thought the same thing about Nick Saban. Now that Nick Saban's out of football,
but he's flipped his image around pretty good.
I
actually find him entertaining on that college football show.
There you go. To me, you know, when I saw him on College Game Day,
great.
And you know who I could attribute this to? To Pat McAfee.
McAfee's a big part of it.
He pulled that personality.
He did.
He pulled it out of Nick and made Nick a real guy, you know?
He pushed the button on him a little bit, and the other guys there all said, wow, Herbie and those guys went, hey, we can have a little fun with Coach.
Yeah.
He's loosening it up.
Yeah.
Listen, there's a guy, another guy made
he's great
tons
on
of money.
Show.
Yeah, but I've come around on our old coach down here. He just seems a lot more likable. He was great at the draft, by the way. His pre-draft stuff was phenomenal before this NFL draft.
Yeah.
Just to confirm here, one of the texters asked, are you sure Hancock isn't the town for the Deshaun Watson and Justin Tucker stories? Ooh. I don't believe so.
No. I don't
by the way, that one.
But it could be.
Justin Tucker. Ooh, man.
You get it?
I get the whole thing. I just wanted to. Well, how long are we going to be a child about this till somebody finally goes, will you guys grow up or I'm going to have to turn you off?
Well, we had Milpitas. Now we have Hancock until we find a place funnier. I don't know. Is there any funnier towns out there?
He loves your town. I got to tell you, your town, when he somehow thought I said Milpitas instead of Milpitas.
I really did think he said that.
It just changed his world. He has just enjoyed it so much, like a 2-year-old. Well,
think how good it's been for Bo.
When he goes out, how good
it's been for me. I've lived there my whole life.
Yeah, but now your town's getting a lot of recognition.
You don't think when I was in fifth grade, I heard that from everybody. You know, well, Milpitas. No. Little cornfield, Milpitas.
Here come the Milpitas kids.
It only popped up because of Vita Vea.
Yeah,
remember?
Right.
It goes all the way back to Vita Vea.
That's when it started. Got to blow you off to finally get it going, man.
Of course, you have to have the Trojans as your mascot.
All right. It goes hand in hand.
A couple more quick ones here for you. Did you happen to see the Marlins' new uniforms? The City Connect 2.0 uniforms for the Marlins.
I didn't see them.
They got a Heat Vice feel to them. They are black with like the pink and the blue. The hat is sweet. It's 305.
Like
it's got a Marlins logo. Yeah, it's amazing. They're amazing.
You know what? Major League Baseball. I've been watching more baseball, and the one thing they're like softball uniforms. You know, they've all got these uniforms that are like softball. You know, black pants. You know, and goofy tops and like a beer league. You know.
Nobody sits still.
They
with,
want
to they got to keep selling jerseys.
Sell
jerseys. No question.
I actually bought a Giant hat.
I saw that. I liked your Giant cap on the way. They got you. What else you got, Woody?
By the way, I don't think it's a money grab. If the Marlins want to send any of that stuff over, it's very nice. Finally,
spend
here for you guys.
Send three, please. Yeah.
The CW has added to its sports portfolio, adding the PBA. You went to PBA.
Professional Bowling Association.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Dave Lamont.
They will air 10.
Dave Lamont.
I've seen that's right. I saw Dave Lamont. I think it's the last time I saw them.
So they will air 10 Professional Bowling Association telecasts, part of a 2-year agreement that they announced yesterday.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Bowling's to be played, not watched on TV.
Well, let me tell you this.
Bowling's been on TV, bowling Joe, guy. Since we were in.
But I didn't watch it when I was a kid. I'm watching it now.
So the last time.
Did you like it?
I watch it a little bit. Earl Anthony.
By the way, I had a family of bowlers. My mother really? Belonged to like 20 leagues in this little town.
Well, that was big in those little towns.
Right? You must know why. Last year, Fox averaged 738,000 viewers for the PBA World Championship. I think we talked about LIV Golf yesterday that struggled to get 100,000 viewers for their live event.
I think the first day for LIV, it was like down to like 10 or 12,000.
Yeah, it was.
We're talking about the bowling.
Family.
Bowling's hard to watch.
You watch golf, bro.
I do watch golf.
Obviously, 100 times
Bo
more
does
people
too.
Are watching.
By the way, like I didn't. The Masters, they could just tell me what the hours are, and I'm watching every friggin' minute. I love that tournament.
You know, on Sunday,
we went up to
New York for the weekend just to go up and, you know, go in the city and have some dinners. And so we were flying back, and we flew back on JetBlue where it had the TVs. And we boarded at 2:30. We boarded at 2:30 just when the Masters started. So I'm on that plane the whole way.
You didn't miss anything.
Didn't miss a thing. I watched every minute of that broadcast.
I couldn't get enough. Best. Just couldn't get enough. Best. Found myself rooting hard for Rory too, man. Yep. Hey, we got to go to break here.
So Hancock is named after John Hancock, who signed the Declaration of Independence.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Now we're getting a little history lesson here.
Hey, that's an old guy thing. You say, can I get your John Hancock?
Yeah,
right?
Sign your John Hancock.
That's an old guy thing.
This guy.
Nobody under the age of 50 has ever said,
you're like a three-year-old.
Can I get your John Hancock?
That is old school.
How come you're not talking about chickens? How come you're not calling about cocks? Hey, the cocks are out there eating the corn in the pen or whatever.
No,
there's another little one for you.
Oh, let me tell you, they had the monkey.
Expand on.
He had the monkey, the Mycox, same thing. He couldn't let it go. Was it macaque? What was it? It was something like that.
You know, there's only one person worse than, you know, not as bad as
who's that?
As Woody, the guy in the studio next door.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's bad, too. You're right. We got the 8 o'clock hour coming up. We're so late, I'm just going to go to break. We'll be right back after this.